משנה, שכח. We had in the Mishnah Machlokes Tanoim, two Machlokes Tanoim relating to the din of Lishma. We had Yosi ben Chayni, had a very big Kiddush, which now the Gemara is going to try to give us a biur in it, that held that Pesach and Chatas is unique, that not only is it Pesach Shaloi Lishma, but it infects other korbanos as well, which in Svara Zicha very hard. You would think it would be such a thing would be exeris hakasuf, because in Svara Lachera it shouldn't make sense. It shouldn't make sense that a different korban. What's a chiluk of shlomim l'shem oil or shlomim l'shem pesach? Right, it shouldn't make a difference. If anything, potentially it should be better, which we'll see in Svara. But the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying that it's a svara. So let's see what the Gemara says. Yosi ben Choyni said in the Mishnah that if you shecht acherim l'shem Pesach, it's posel. Right? Yosi ben Choyni oimer, yud aleph amar aleph par etudat, Yosi ben Choyni oimer, hanishchotim l'shem Pesach or l'shem chatas. Even if you shecht another korban l'shem Pesach, l'shem chatas, it's posel. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yosi ben Choyni Rebbe Lezer Amu Dover Echad. Yosi ben Choyni and Rebbe Lezer have the same opinion. What is that opinion? Let's see what that opinion is. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says no. He holds that Rebbe Lezer is not as broad as Rabbi Yosi ben Choyni. Yosi ben Choyni holds Pesach and Chatas. Not only do they get infected, but if you do something l'shem them, it gets infected. He holds only l'shem Pesach. Rabbi Omar, acherim l'shem Pesach pligi. The Tanya, chatos shavu shnosav shochtei b'zmani l'shmoi. If you have a chatos that's over the zman, you shechtei l'shem Pesach. V'chein, hasheichet acherim l'shem Pesach b'zmani. Rabbi Lezer poisel. Rabbi Lezer says poisel. Rabbi Shu machshu. Okay, so far Rabbi Lezer was only talking about Korban Pesach. If you shecht another Korban l'shem Pesach, it's possible. Or Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says, what do you mean? It's Kav Choyma. Shari Yomai Sashono, Sheni Kosher l'shmoi, Ksherim l'shmoi. If the whole year, Shari Yomai Sashono, that the Pesach is not kosher if you shecht it l'shmoi. Still in all the Kodshim, other Kodshim are kosher. Bismanoi, shu kosher l'shmoi. The Pesach is kosher v'shecht l'shem Pesach. Ein edin sheyichshu acherim l'shmoi. It's a kazak kavuchayim. The whole mitzvah is kavuchayim. It's kavuchayim is a korban Pesach shaloi bismanoi is kosher shaloi l'shmoi. Right? Only bismanoi it's possible shaloi l'shmoi. But the rest of the year, it's kosher shalei lishma, right? Bismanoi l'shem Pesach is not only l'shem Pesach is kosher. So how could another carbon be possible l'shem Pesach bismanoi when the Pesach is more kosher lishma l'shem Pesach bismanoi? In other words, bismanoi if you shecht the carbon Pesach l'shem Pesach it's kosher, right? So the L'shem Pesach of the Korban Bismani is kosher. Shaloi L'shmoi L'chpasol. Sha'a kol Yimais HaShana. If you shech the Korban Pesach Shaloi L'shmoi, it's kosher. So how could it be that Bismani L'shem Pesach will make other Korbanos more pasol than it would Bismani? Than it would Shaloi Bismani. Here it is. Shaloi Bismani, a Pesach is not kosher L'shem Pesach. So L'shem Pesach is kosher more Erev Pesach than it is the whole year. So Shar Zvachim, Kol Shekain, should be kosher Pesach L'shem Pesach, during Erev Pesach L'shem Pesach. That's his Kavuchim. That's his Kavuchim. Peladika Kavuchim. Right? Peladik or Kavuchan. The Pesach Bizmani is called, first of all, any other carbon that you're shechting L'Shem Pesach, the problem is the psul is Shalai L'Shma. Right? That's the psul. The psul is called psul Shalai L'Shma. Right? A Pesach B'Shayim Eis Hashon is kosher Shalai L'Shma because it's not a Pesach, it's a Shlom. Right? That's why it's kosher. Because it's not a Pesach, it's a Shlom. It's a Pesach Shlom. So, Bizmanoi, Shalai Bizmanoi, there is no such thing as a carbon Pesach. So therefore, it's not toifus anything. The reason why Kodshim Kol Hashana are not possible L'Shem Pesach, because L'Shem Pesach is meaningless. There's nothing to be chal on it. Because there's no L'Shem Pesach. L'Shem Pesach only exists Erev Pesach. So it's not that there's a weakness or a strength. So al-Zda'ad, it makes no sense. Let's look at that dead end. Shar Zvachim makes no sense that it should be possible the rest of the year of L'Shem Pesach. Because L'Shem Pesach doesn't exist. So that's as far as Shar Zvachim are concerned. As far as Pesach is concerned, Pesach is not more kosher Erev Pesach than the rest of the year. It's just an Erev Pesach, it's a Pesach, the rest of the year it's a Shlomo. It's not more. So on both ends, it doesn't work. Not in the high and not in the low. We're going on Shar Zvachim and we're going on Pesach. And we're saying that the Shar Zvachim should be better Erev Pesach, Shaloi Lishma, than they are the whole year. Because of what? Because the Pesach is kosher than L'Shem Pesach. It makes no sense. The whole reason why we're passing Shar Zvachim is because now you're mixing Pesach into them. When could you mix Pesach more into them? Erev Pesach and all year? Of course, the whole year. The whole year, it's not a Pesach. So what's Bechlali? Both ends don't make sense. The Shar Zvachim piece doesn't make sense, and the Pesach doesn't make sense. He's trying to establish, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shu is trying to respond to Rebbe Lezer by saying that there's more of a reason to make a carbon puzzle the whole year, L'Shem Pesach, than there is Erev Pesach, L'Shem Pesach. And his reason is by Shar Zvachim. His reason is because the Pesach itself, L'Shem Pesach is kosher Erev Pesach. That's because that's L'Shma. That's because it's L'Shma, it's a Pesach L'Shma, of course it's kosher. The reason why it's possible if you do L'Shem Shlom is not because you're doing L'Shem Shlom, it's because it's not L'Shem Pesach. Because Erev Pesach is a carbon Pesach, and it has to be L'Shem Pesach. The rest of the year it's not a carbon Pesach. So it can't be L'Shem Pesach. So what are you bringing from this? So that's the reason why what? So Shar Zvachim, if you do L'Shem Pesach, should be what? Should be more possible the whole year? The whole year there is no L'Shem Pesach. It's mind-boggling what's going on here. And it seems to be that Rebbe Lezer is really bad to mask him to Rebbe Yeshua. He's just saying, I can't use your Kal V'chomer. Amar lo Rebbe Lezer, chilu v'advarim. If you're going to make this Kal V'chomer, you're going to come out, then I'm going to make a Korban Pesach like a kosher. Ma'im, Pesach b'shayim is Hashanah, ain't it kosher. The whole year, if you shech to L'Shem Pesach, it's not kosher. Right? Still in all. If you shechted Erev Pesach, l'shmoy kosher. L'shem acherim b'zmani, shu kosher l'shmoy, and it did shiuch shal l'shem acherim. It's a manav shach. The whole year, where if you shechted shalai l'shmo, it's kosher. And if you shechted l'shem Pesach, it's possible. Yeah, that's because it's a Pesach shalai b'zmani. So kol shekein Erev Pesach, where it's kosher l'shmo, it should be kosher shalai l'shmo. These are all svaras you have to realize. See, if we're talking about psukim, hecharashti, we're not doing it psukim. It's all svara. It's all svara. From beginning to end, it's all svara. Rebbe Lezer is making a kavuchim in this direction. Rebbe Yeshu is telling him a kavuchim against him. Rebbe Lezer is saying that if your kavuchim is right, he's not really slugging up the logic of his kavuchim. He's not slugging up the logic of his Kal V'chomer. He's just saying, your Kal V'chomer would lead us to a place that isn't. To a place that isn't. But Kal V'chomer the Chasvach. If it's all psukim, it's all psukim. Asi kro mahafkimi Kal V'chomer. If we have drashas, the Kal V'chomer plays no role. You can have 20 Kal V'chomers. If you have one pasuk, it's 20 Kal V'chomers. So if you have a Kal V'chomer, obviously if we're talking Kal V'chomer, the fact that Rabbi Elazar is talking Kal V'chomer, Rabbi Yeshua is talking Kal V'chomer, means that we don't have a drasha. We're not having a debate about drashas. We're having a debate in svarah. Rabbi Yeshua is telling Rabbi Elazar that I have a svarah that shaloi l'shmo by shar svachim l'shem Pesach, I have more of a svarah that it should be possible the whole year than Pesach. Zochtehem Rabbi Elazar, if your Kal V'chomer is right, then the Korban Pesach should be kosher shelo yishmo erev Pesach. Okay, you're right, but there's a pasuk. For that, if I was Rabbi Yeshua, I would say you're right. For that, I have a pasuk. There's a pasuk Amartem Zevach Pesach LaShem, which we spend much time on, and that pasuk tells us not like that. End of story. The whole Shach Matayin doesn't make sense. We know a Pesach Bismani, that we don't have a Shaila. Pesach Bismani is possible because we have Pesukim for that. So that's not debatable. That's not on the table for Kal V'chomers, for Gzereshovers, it's not on the table. Pesach Bismani, Shalei Lishmo, is possible. Kuliyamalei Pligi. Why? Because there's Pesukim. Nothing to do with Svarim. Nothing to do with Svarim. Rebbe Elazar came down and wanted to say something in Svarim. He said, "A shars vachem shenis b'chul l'shem Pesach, apostle." He held like that in Sfar for whatever reason. Rabbi Yeshua tells him, "You have a Sfar like that. I have a Sfar. I have a Kal V'chomer if I can't. Here's my Kal V'chomer." Zochtem Rebbe Elazar, I hear your Kal V'chomer. He's saying good, but according to your Kal V'chomer, according to Pesach bizmanoi, shelo l'shmo should be kosher. According to your way of thinking. Okay, erech nami. You're right. That's why we have a pasuk. Amartem zevach pesach l'shem. You're right. The svara is it should be kosher. Pesach shalei bizmani should be kosher. Pesach shalei lishma should be kosher. If it's kosher the whole year, shalei lishma, even though during that zman it's not kosher lishma, kosher can erev pesach. You're right. But there's a pasuk. Finished. Why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua tell that back to Rabbi Elazar? But this is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is back and forth with Rabbi Yeshua. Zok to him, Chilu v'advorim, B'Rashayim v'Sashon ha'kosh l'shmoy, kosh l'shmoy ha'chem, B'zman ha'ishu kosh l'shmoy, n'edin sh'yuch shal shem ha'chem. And Meila, she come out, you should pass up by Abba Osso, shalay l'shmoy. Okay? That's his name. V'kach ha'to'aymer, of course you can't say that. Can't come out with such a psak. That would be keneged halacha. V'meili, you're locked out. Mali yuchshu acherim b'shayim ois hashana l'shmoi. Shekeinu koshim nizbach l'shem acherim. Yuchshu acherim b'zmanei shekein posel. Nishoch to oisel acherim. See, basically, he says the opposite. Basically, the opposite of Rabbi Yeshua. It's for the opposite. Om Rabbi Yeshua, in Cain, he's telling me that kol zvachem shenizbachu L'shem Pesach, Kol Yimei Hashana is kosher, but Pesach is possible. Hoy Rosa Koyach Pesach. According to you, that's a weakness. Nasata Koyach B'Shlomim, because Shlomim now has a Koyach that it's possible Shalei Lishmo. Meaning, the Mishnah says that Pesach is more chomer than all kachim. It's really not like that. Pesach and all kachim are the same. Erev Pesach. Pesach l'shem acherim is possible, and erev Pesach acherim l'shem Pesach is possible. So there's nothing special about Pesach. So when he says you made it lower, most of the achrayim are explaining. It doesn't mean you made it lower. You made it lower from what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that Pesach is epes mechutin, right? Korban Pesach is a mechutin. According to you, Korban Pesach is not a mechutin because Pesach shaloi lishma is possible on Arba Asar. And Shavuot Zvachim, L'Shem Pesach is possible. No, So they both have the same Shalei Lishma elements. They both have the same Shalei Lishma elements. Zachterem, Chosar Abelazer, V'donay Din Acha. Abelazer comes, he says, I have another din. Ma Pesach, Shemois L'Shlomim, Shachter, Bismarck, Shem Shlomim, Posel. Pesach, Mois V'Bashlomim. If you Shachter L'Shem Shlomim, it's Posel. Even though it's Mois V'Bashlomim, Shlomim Shem Moisei Ba Pesach. Im Shochel Shem Pesach Bezman Adin Shem Yipsulim. Here's his Kal V'Chaim. Pesach L'Shem Shlomim is Pasul. Erev Pesach. Even though Moisei Pesach is Shlomim. Right? So Shlomim Ein Moisei Ba Pesach. Im Shochel Shem Pesach Bezman Adin Shem Yipsulim. How are you save all this all together? What's going on here? There's a pasuk in the Torah that says that Moiser, we learn that from the pasuk, Zevach Pesach, that a Pesach Shalei Bizmano is a Shlomim. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. Right? Shlomim, there's no such thing as a Shlomim Shalei Bizmano, because the whole year a Shlomim is a Shlomim. There's never a time that a Shlomim can't be a Shlomim. Pesach Shalei Bizmano, it can't be a Pesach. The Torah was Machadish, that it's not possible, it turns into a Shlomim. Okay, so what are you telling me? Madach Pesach Shemoisri Shlomim. If he shechtel Hashem Shlomim, it's possible. Right? So Shlomim Shein Moisri Pesach. Shlomim Shein Moisri Pesach is not a chumrah. It's because it's kosher kol hashana. There is no Moisri Shlomim. There's no musug of Moisri Shlomim. You see what I'm saying? The concept doesn't exist. There's no such a thing as Moisei Shlomim. Shlomim is always, it's a kula, not a chumrah. It's a kula. Shlomim the whole year, because a Shlomim never expires. So now you're telling me what? That since Shlomim never expires, so what? So now the Shem Pesach should be possible? It makes no sense. Can anybody explain to me? I'm talking about Aleph Beis of the Svara. What's the olive base of this far here?
Because 100%.
Rebbe Lezer is the one who wants to change that. Rebbe Lezer wants to say, you know what? Pesach is not such a mechut. Pesach is not such a mechut. Really, other karbonis have the same psul of Shalei Lishma. If you do them L'Shem Pesach, Pesach is just like, it's like a dirty word. Pesach L'Shem Shlomim is Pasul, Shlomim L'Shem Pesach is Pasul. And I have a kavuchaymer. My kavuchaymer is that Moiser Pesach is Boshlomim. That's obviously because of the fact that there's such a thing as a Moiser Pesach. Because after Pesach, it's not a Pesach anymore. Moiser Shlomim is not Bar Pesach. Yes, that's because there's no such thing as a Moiser Shlomim. What do you want to bring from that? That's a chumrah? That's not a chumrah. If anything, that's a kula. That the shlomim doesn't expire. What's the chumrah? There's no chumrah. Shlomim shalei lishma is kosher. The whole year it's kosher, shalei lishma. Rebbe Lezer wants to say that erev Pesach shlomim, not after shlomim, but any korban, l'shem should be possible l'shem Pesach. And his kal v'chomer is, because Pesach, Moisrei bo shlomim, still in all of Yeshechtel Shem Shlomim, when it's not Moisr, it's possible. What's that to do with anything? What's
Chatzis? But you need a pasuk to tell you.
There is no pasuk.
No, there is a pasuk to tell you that there's such a thing as Moisrei Pesach, but you would normally think with the way Pesach.
Exactly. It should be possible. The whole year Pesach should be possible. It's Shalei Bizmanei. Erev Pesach, there's no Moisrei Pesach. Moisrei Pesach is only Shalei Bizmanei. There's no Moisrei Pesach Bizmanei. Shalei Bizmanei, there's Moisrei Pesach. There's no Shalei Bizmanei by Shlomim. Slotnish Kimpshat. Okay, let's try to finish this. Ovzok Zok Tigimore. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Nei. Motzinu, he says, you're right. You have a good kal v'chaim. Everybody's happy here with each other's kal v'chaimers, which we can't even begin to make heads or tails out of this. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, you talk right. L'chori, you have a kal v'chomer, but if your kal v'chomer is right, then hu adin, you should make a kal v'chomer to pasul an oila l'shem chatas. Also. Why? Because matzinu chatas ba'oila. Moisa chatas is ba'oila. If you have extra money from a chatas, you bring it as an oila. They ain't moisa oila ba'chatas. Moisa oil doesn't come for chatas. You know why not? Because there's no such thing as a moisa oil. It's the same thing. No such thing as a moisa oil. Ma chatas she moisa ba'oila im shechtel she moila psula. Ma de chatas she moisa ba'oila im shechtel she moila psula. Oila. Right? Moisa ba'chatas. The oila, which you, the moisa is ba'chatas. That the shem moisa ba'chatas. Shechtel she moila chatas. And the shechtel psula. Amalei Rebbe Lazer, Ma'amet Bechatas, Ekshem Lishmo Kol HaShana Kula. Tem Bezach Shem Kosher Lishmo Kol HaShana. So basically, from here, the Gemara is bringing a riot, that Rebbe Lazer only holds Pesach Lishem Pesach is possible, because otherwise he could have knocked off Rebbe Yeshua simply. And Echanami, you're right. What was he saying? Rebbe Yeshua was saying, Lidvarecha, according to you, that there's a chumrah, In Shar Zvachim, that the Moisir doesn't turn into a Pesach. Or so therefore, anything which the Moisir turns into another carbon, that's a Kula. And if Shalai Lishma Pasul is there, then surely other carbonists that don't have Moisir surely become Pasul. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, according to you, an Oila, L'shem Chata, should also be Pasul. Because Moisir Chata is an Oila. And Moshe Roel is not a chatas. That's what he's asking him. Right? That's what he's asking him. So what's his answer? He should have answered, what in a chanami. L'shem chatas is possible. That's how the Gemara is bringing a raya, that it must be that an oil, that l'shem, that Rebbe Lazar holds, l'shem chatas is not possible. Only l'shem pesach is possible. Going back to the beginning. Yossi ben Chayni said, Chatas and Pesach are the same. Rebbe Lazar holds, only L'shem Pesach is possible, L'shem other things is not possible. Okay. So like I said, this whole Gemara is one big Medrash plea. I just want to be mark of it in the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, Shimon HaChai Azar Yoimer, that was the second sheet in the Mishnah that said that it depends. If you shech the carbon, L'shem Nomuch Mimenu, it's possible. If you check the carbon, l'shem l'malam imenu, it's kosher. That was Shimon HaChai Azariah. Shimon HaChai Azariah, Rav Ashi Masli Mishmei Rav Yechanan, Rav Acha Breid Rav Yinim, Masli Mishmei Rav Yanai, my time is Shimon HaZariah Makro, v'lo yichalu es kosher b'nei Yisrael shayim l'Hashem, b'mura mayem ein mechalin, b'nomuk mayem es chalin. Okay. So, b'kitzer, it's not mischal b'nomuk mayem. It's only mischal b'nomuk mayem. Okay? No, he's saying in general. He's saying all karbanas. All karbanas. Now you have to know what is Shimon ben Azariah saying. Shimon HaChai Azariah saying, there's two ways to understand him. One way to understand him is that higher level of Kedusha is not machal of something on a lower level of Kedusha. It's not machal. That's one way. The other way to look at it is, it's called Lishma. Bechlal Mosayim Mana. Bechlal Mosayim Mana. Instead of looking at Karbonos as specific name tags, you look at Karbonos as Kedusha. So if I have something, it's Kachim Kalim. That's Meir. And I have Kachim Kedoshim, that's Mosayim. So if I have in mind L'shem Mosayim, Likden Dem L'shem Meir. Bechlal Mosayim Mana. Which, what? It's not the simple way to understand. I'm just saying, Rabbi Aaron Leib, Zolay Homa, he should have a complete Refu Shleimah, and Eilus HaShachar here in the Sugya, he has such a Shaila. He says like this, Rabbi Aaron Leib. He's, when he analyzes Shimon HaChai Azariah, he says like this. He says, Yesh Lodun, Imikrazel Melamdein Urak Shigavoyel Shem Nomuchen Mischal. Right, but yesh yisib machshavazu. Were you ever nisur? According to Shimon HaChai Azariah, A guy is bringing a shlomim and he has kavana l'shem oila. Is he over shaloi l'shma? Did he do something wrong now? Is it a kosher? He says kosher. Did you do something wrong, b'chlal? Right? Or not? That's how he starts off his shayla. Oi, shenechshav l'shma mishum shebichlal mosayim oneh ve'ein afilu yisub b'machshov azu. Zok shebaran leib, you're not even doing anything wrong, b'chlal. It's kosher v'yosher. So he says, and like Yehuda said, this is the way we learned all along till now, that lishma by a korban is the exclusivity. It's not the level of kedusha. So he brings a raya taka from Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Chuvis and Simon Mem Zayin says that by korban, it's not shayach the sfor of b'chlal masayim mana. Shagas Aryeh says kedusha is kol korban he kedusha b'fnei atzma. Ukshek shoychet l'shem kedusha yoysech hamura. That's it. Bekitzer, it is shaloi lishma. It's shaloi lishma, but it's not mischal. It's not mischal. So interestingly, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, the Gemara has a shaila, is Shimon HaChai Azariah arguing with both? Look at the, just go down 2-3 lines here. Boy Reb Zera. Ksherin vein meratzen. See, really, there are two ways to look at Shimon HaChai Azariah. One way to look at it is coming really to say a chumrah. He's coming to say a chumrah. That zikr would be the pashtus of the Mishnah. In other words, Chachamim say, Kol azvachim shenizbuchu shel lishmon ksherim v'loyolu lebailim l'shem chayva, except for Pesach and Chatas. Shimon ben Azariah is coming giving a chumrah. His chumrah is that Bamedvar Mamurim, Koazit Vachim Shinizm Khoshoshman Ksherim, that's if Shachtan Lamalaman. But if Shachtan Lamataman, then it's possible. Like Pesach and Chatas. The other way to look at it is no. Shim ben Azariah is coming to, Shim Lachai Azariah is actually coming here also to say actually a kula. He holds that shachton l'malamehem is kosher v'oila. Now obviously, according to the first side of Rabbi Aaron Leib, it will be simple. Of course. It's l'shma. If you learn that the reason why he holds it's not a problem is because b'chlal mosayim oneh, there would be no reason to say it's not oila b'ayla m'shem choyva. That's his whole point. His point is that if you're going up, that's considered l'shma. Right. If you, however, learn that it's really a kavon of shaloi lishma, then it will be a big chiddush to say that it's shaloi lishma. Not only is it kosher, but it's oila. Then it will come out he's being choilik with the Tanakam in two things. Number one, he's limiting the kosher to gavoy amehem, and number two, he's being machmer and mekel at the same time. Number two, l'shem gavoya is kosher v'oila. Right? So, according to what the Shagas Aryeh just taught us, that there's no tzad by a korban b'chlal masayim oneh, so it's a pella. Why in the world would we say that? Why in the world would we say that according to Shimon HaChai Azariah, it's kosher v'oila? Why is it kosher v'oila? What would be the svara to that? There's no svara to say kosher v'oila. If you learn b'chlal masayim oneh, then it makes sense. But that's what the Shagas Aryeh is telling us. By Kabonos, there's no such thing as B'chlal Masayim Oneh. So everyone wants to look up there. It's in Simen Mem Zayin. It should be Shagas Aryeh. So if it's not, if it's not possible, the concept of B'chlal Masayim Oneh by Kachem, and each Kedusha is on its own, so what's the tzad that it's Oila? So what's a Pella? Okay, so that's really Shredness. When Rabaran Kotlin, Mishnah Sabaran, let me see if I have it here, but the Baron Kotlin Mishnah Sabaran is taka bothered by this kasha. Taka yeset for kasha. He doesn't understand what would be the tzad that to say that it's oila. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Yeah. Simon Aleph here. The Mishnah Sabaran in Kotchim. He says, my Tommy Berger, what's going on here? That's his question. L'chayit should be vade not oil. The Briskov also has a little piece on this in the Kisvei Agriz, in the stencil, he has a piece on this, on the Suffolk of the Gemara. So I want to just go back and try to get a handle on this Shakva Tayyar of Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And on the Kavachoyim is going in both directions. So I want to be mazbit to you, I think, maybe a relatively simple idea. When we were discussing Shaloi Lishma, the mahalach we had was that whenever you do Shaloi Lishma, you're creating a pasos in the carbon, because the carbon requires an exclusivity. Right? It has to be exclusive. It is like a Balchanan. Every carbon has to be exclusive of this carbon. That exclusivity is built into every carbon when you makdish it. And then, as you do each one of the Dalet Avodas, you have an opportunity, a negative and a positive opportunity. Positive opportunity is to do it Lishma. You have a Stama opportunity, where you could do nothing, and then it's going to stay Lishma. Or you have a negative opportunity. And that was the whole sugyas that we had the last couple of weeks of Mechashim Me'avoid El'avoid, that potentially you can even, when you're doing one avoid, you can actually manipulate other avoiders. That was the whole discussion that we had. Now, but L'shem Chul and L'mashal doesn't make it possible. Right? Doesn't make it possible. Why? Because it still remains exclusively whatever the carbon is. And the Kavan of Shalai L'shma doesn't get installed in the carbon. In other words, in order to break the exclusivity of the carbon, you have to be matfis something else. You can't just say, well, not. And we spoke about this by Riches. The option on the switchboard is not. That's not an option. The option, and that's, remember we had this mamish in the beginning of the Masechta, when we had Rashi, when Shaloi Lishmo, Rashi said, L'shem Shlomim, if you remember. So we already had the Keren Ayra, others were Madaik from Rashi. There's no such thing as not Kodesh. That option is not on the table. If you have an oil, it's an oil. You want to manipulate it, you got to install something else. So the way you're manipulating the Lishma is by installing another shame to the car. That's how you manipulate. You have to install another shame to the car. Now, why is that you need another shame? Why do I need another shame? Because without another shame, it doesn't ruin the exclusivity. In other words, there's not. Let's take chulin for instance, which is the most extreme. Chulin doesn't even work by a chattis. Doesn't pass a chattis. Why? Because chulin doesn't contradict chattis. It's like nothing. It's parva. Chulin is parva. Parva doesn't break the exclusivity. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's parva. That's why it's parva. Parva means it's not toifus. It's not toifus in halacha. That's what parva means. Once it would be toifus in halacha, then parva would also be a problem. But parva is not toifus in halacha. There's no steering, there's no contradiction. Now, you're saying something, but what you're saying doesn't have any tfisa, doesn't impact anything. Now, when we have a shar kachim, the Torah said is, even though the Shaloi Lishma is chal, it doesn't make it possible. So what does that mean? That means that even though you manipulated the Lishma, and you taka installed the Shaloi Lishma, and there is a problem of Shaloi Lishma in this carbon, it's still kosher. It's not oil abound l'shem chayva, but it's still kosher. So it's not that, by other kachim, it's not that your kavana doesn't work. It does work. It's not that it doesn't make a pagam in the carbon. It does. It becomes a carbon shaloi lishma. Now this is an oil shaloi lishma. The consequence of an oil shaloi lishma is kosher v'ein oil. So basically, a shaloi lishma carbon is kosher. It's not oil, but it's kosher. Now, Pesach and Chatas are unique. It doesn't work that way. If there's a shaloi lishma that's toifis in the carbon, not chulin. Chulin does not a problem. Stoma, not a problem. But if you managed to create or shaloi l'shma in the carbon, it's possible. Now, here's Rebbe Lezer's svar, and then you'll understand that. Then I think everything will come to. Here's Rebbe Lezer's svar. Rebbe Lezer says like this: there's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is Pesach and Chatas are so choshev, so chomer, that by them the Torah said by these korbanos, either it's oila or the apostle. There's no shaloi l'shma doesn't work by them, right? That's clearly the Tanna Kamma, and that's why the Tanna Kamma says if you shecht other korbanos l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatas, nothing wrong. It's like any shaloi l'shma. Not only that, if anything, it could be it's better. The fact that it's so chomer makes it better. It's like gavoya mimeh. It's gavoya. Gavoya doesn't make it more. In other words, what is Shimon HaChai Azariah telling us? He's telling us the opposite. He's telling us the more your shaloi l'shma is on something higher, the less it makes it possible. Right? So in Svara, the Tanna Kamma Svara would be that l'shem Pesach, l'shem Chatas, if anything, should be more kosher. A shlamim l'shem Chatas should be more kosher than a shlamim l'shem Oila. In Svara. Why? Because the fact that a chatas is posel shaloi l'shma, that puts it on a higher level. Right? It's a chumrah. So now, your kavana was on something gavoya. Right? Not only that, you see, we use zaitik chumras for that. Zaitik chumras we use. L'marshal, the Gemara says that shlamim is more chumrah than b'char. Because it's chazav v'shoik. Has more chumras. Meaning even side chumras in the carbon are reason, even if they're both kachrim kalam. But this kachrim kalam has additional chumra, that already is a higher level. So kol shekain, if the chumra is in lishma, it's there's zikha no svara. That's why Rebbe Lezer sounds like French. And Yossi ben Chaini. Sounds like French. Why would another carbon, l'shem pesach, l'shem chatas, be possible? That's like French. Makes no sense. The chumra doesn't make it more possible. Adarab, if anything, the chumra makes it more kal. But the pshat you have to say is like this. Rebbe Lezer has a whole different approach. Rebbe Lezer obviously learns shaloi l'shma differently. Rebbe Lezer learns that the reason why Pesach and Chatas, shaloi l'shma, is possible, is for a different reason. The reason is, really, every carbon needs l'shma. Every carbon needs l'shma. If it would be 100% shaloi l'shma, it would be possible such a thing. A carbon 100% shaloi l'shma would be possible. Possible. Just like a Sefer Torah shaloi l'shma is possible, and a mezuzah shaloi l'shma is possible. A carbon shaloi l'shma is possible. The reason why every carbon shaloi l'shma doesn't become possible is because the inherent l'shma is still there. It's just that you have a problem. You broke the exclusivity. You attached something. You attached a foreign element here. You were poigin. Let's call it a pagam. You were poigin the lishma. So the end of the day, you have like a kilayim. You have a carbon that's walking around with two hats. And by other carbonas, it's kosher. If the reason why you can't say it's kosher because it's totally not lishma, then it would be bust. No. The inherent lishma that's built into the carbon from the day that you said I raise the oila is still there. Exactly. You weaken the lishma, so now the animal's walking around with two hats. It's walking around with its original hat. Which means, exactly. And that's why it's any oila bailam l'shem chayva. Now, Pesach and Chatas is possible. Why? So, one way to learn, which is the way the Tanna Kamma holds, it's a chumra. It's a chumra. Pesach Chatas a chumra. By them, shaloi l'shma, possible. It's another way to learn. The other way to learn is that Kedushas Pesach and Kedushas Chatas is like shatnas. It doesn't mix with other things. It gets distorted. The Kedushas Pesach and the Kedushas Chatas can't be soivel another Kedusha. So when you put another kedusha, you have a short circuit. It's off. So the psul is not a chumra of Korban Pesach, but it's intermeshing with another kedusha. It's a collision. By other korbanos, the animal's still wearing its original hat. It's a pagam. I want to tell you, Rabbi, that's pshat and Rebbe Lezer. That's Pshat of Reb Elezer, that's Pshat of Yosi ben Choni as well, but it's just in a different angle. Memela, l'shita sam, it doesn't matter if the Shaloi l'shma is in the Pesach or the Shaloi l'shma is in the other carbon l'shem Pesach. Because you're cross-breeding a short circuit. You're mixing a Kedusha that brings a short circuit. All the other Kedushas merge. Now it's Givaldik, the whole Hemshech of the Gemara. Because Maisa Pesach Shlomim is just a way of showing it merges. A Pesach could merge with a Shlomim. But a Shlomim can't merge into a Pesach. The way I'm explaining to you now, it's Givaldik. He wasn't trying to say a Chumra or a Kula. Because then you cannot get against the wall from now till next Sunday, you're still not going to get it. It's not a Chumra. Now that we're accepting this idea that all these Tanoim that hold L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Chatas is possible, the concept is a short circuit in the Kedusha. If that's the case, so now you have a great Kal V'Chomer to say, well, if there's a short circuit from a Pesach to a Shlomim, where a Pesach could turn into a Shlomim, so surely there's a short circuit from a Shlomim into a Pesach. It's Mamish Kivalik. If you're using the short circuit approach, then we could begin to understand what's going on in the circuit. So believe now, the next week we're going to do more because we're going to start the next Mishnah. But this is going to give us more clarity. Kol Hashana be the same thing. The only reason why Kol Hashana would be different is because Kol Hashana, the Kedushas Pesach is not Chal B'chlal. It's like L'Shem Chulin. It's like L'Shem Chulin. It's not a short circuit. Short circuit means I have two Kedushas that come together. But I have to have the bank. I have to have open bank account to create the short circuit. You only have a short circuit if there's power coming into the house. If you have one fuse has power and the other, Baruch Hashem, we have here a genius in that. There's no problem. If you have one fuse has power, the other one doesn't have power, you don't have a problem. The short circuit has to be fed by both sides. So Pesach Kol HaShana is not being fed. Okay, we'll continue next week, Pesach.